I knew you were going to ask about that. Everybody asks. Well, that was Jack's idea. He called a meeting one night, and he said, guys, we didn't have a name. We didn't have a name at all. So he said, guys, I came up with a name. He was kind of scared to tell us. We could tell he was nervous. And he said, I don't mean no disrespect by this name. You know, I'll never forget it. And we were sitting there, and we were like, yeah, well, what is it? And he went, well, you know, it's he couldn't find it, but it's just wild. I don't know how to say it. So we were, come on, man, what's the name? So he said, the niggers. And I mean, we looked at each other, and we looked at Jack. He was sitting there scared to death. I mean, really, he was. He was kind of nervous. And so, at first I was thinking, wow, what's going on here? And so, he was ready. He spent the dictionary around in front of us, you know, and he read the definition to us, and we looked at it, which I knew the definition. He said, is that you guys? It said, lazy, shiftless. It had a few definitions. Then it said, an attitude, a state of mind. It went on and on. So we were like, well, at first, well, no, that's not us, you know, though. And see, well, I don't even know if I should say this, man. It don't mean nothing. But see, I'm biracial. My mother was Irish and Choctaw Indian. So the meeting lasted, if I can remember, the meeting lasted about an hour, hour and a half. And we told them, give us a minute. We wanted to talk about it. And we went back and forth with things, you know, and back and forth. And we said, we ended up saying, look, man, it's not the name. Let's get out here and make this money. And we went back in, hey, man, we cool with it. And Jackie said, are you guys sure? Man, we all right, let's roll. And we just, boom, we took off, you know. Going back to Jack, you know, we talked about it. We were thinking, man, that's a hell of a name, you know. And so to us, we are not that, especially me, you know. And we didn't mind saying the word, you know, the niggers, you know. And so I remember we accepted the name. Well, all right, you know, cool. And so I remember I went home. No, I was married. I had been married 2 years, but I went by my mom's. And the article that came out was coming out the next day. And I knew, you know, I was 21, but I had been married 2 years, but I knew I got to tell my mom about this, you know, first. And I was fumbling, trying to tell her, mom, you know, we got a new name for the band. And she was, oh, okay, good, great, great. And I said, but the name? And she was, well, I know the name. I know we changed it. So she went, what is it? And I remember I looked at her and sit down. And she sat down. I went, well, mom, we decided with the name, the niggers. And I remember she looked at me and she said, what? It was a trip, man. My father was, oh, man, what's wrong with you, boy? And I had to explain to him, you know, mother, I've been at this a long time since I was a kid. And the name doesn't bother me at all. You know, you taught me I'm not that. You know, but still, why do you want that name? And I came up with, like the fellas we had talked, mom, people are going to take notice to that name. And it's time. We felt it was time that people have been saying that the centuries behind doors. Let's see if they can say it to our face. And that's what that was the take on it. And it took off. And, oh, man. People loved it, you know, instead of people hating it. Well, everybody didn't love it. But a lot of places we went, cities, states, they loved it, man. They couldn't wait to see us, you know. It was a good thing, you know, to me.